A row of bottles on my shelf caused me to analyze myself. One yellow pill I have to pop goes to my heart so it won't stop. A little white one that I take goes to my hands so they won't shake. The blue ones that I use a lot tell me I'm happy when I'm not. The purple pill goes to my brain and tells me that I have no pain. The capsules tell me not to wheeze or cough or choke or even sneeze. The red ones, smallest of them all, go to my blood so I won't fall. The orange ones, very big and bright, prevent my leg cramps in the night. Such an array of brilliant pills, helping to cure all kinds of ills. But what I'd really like to know is what tells each one where to go.
I stepped on a nail, I need a tetanus shot today!
Hello, doctor.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
Is this the acupuncture clinic?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Dr. Long Wong. Acupuncture clinic.
Yeah. Well, I have this headache, doctor, and I just can't get rid of it, man. I've tried everything. I tried the hypnosis and yoga. I stood on my head and I tried Quaaludes and Coke, and nothing will get rid of it, man. I'm a nervous wreck. I haven't slept for 3 days, and I'm really in a lot of pain. Could you help me?
You have a headache.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A headache, a pain in the head.
Mm-hmm.
When the people talk loud around you,
hurt
a head.
Oh, yeah.
And when the noise of people every day come by and say hello, everything, you hurt in the head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It make a headache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you come to the right place because acupuncture can cure everything.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Acupuncture in China. It cure everything.
Yeah.
In China, pregnant lady,
uh-huh.
come and we give acupuncture, and they have a baby with no pain.
Oh, yeah.
No
that's
pain.
Great.
Next
great.
Day, they're in the field, they work in the field. Acupuncture can fix a headache, fix backache,
mm-hmm.
Fix anything.
Just a headache.
You just got a headache.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, you have acupuncture before.
No, never did.
You know have acupuncture before.
Oh, no.
Well, that's why you have headache. If you have acupuncture before, you have no headache.
Yeah.
No headache.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
For acupuncture, okay.
God,
get up on the table here.
Okay.
Up on the table.
Okay.
Now, you never have this before.
No.
Okay, we better stop you in the first time.
What?
Well, just so you won't make a wrong move and kill yourself.
What?
Just a little joke. No, I don't want you to interfere with my hand when I move a needle. You might don't make a mess.
Yeah, okay.
You understand?
Whatever you say.
Okay, now stop in the arm. Uh-huh. I stop in your arm. I stop in. Now maybe you better take off your shoes.
Huh? Okay.
No, just a minute. No, you leave a shoe on. Phew.
God.
My goodness.
If you could just help me, I haven't slept in over a week.
Smell like you haven't washed for over a week. Okay. Anyway, no matter. We stop with your leg down.
Yeah,
we stop with your arm down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, you see, do you want to have nothing to be scared? No frightening. I show you the needle.
Okay.
See the needle?
God, that's a long needle.
Well, it has to be long. It goes through your skull and into the spine, you see.
What?
No, I just a joke. Just a little joke to relieve a tension.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of tension with the headache.
A lot of tension,
okay.
Doc.
Now, I take the needle. Now, when I put a needle, you watch, I put a needle with no nerve so you don't feel no pain. You see, I'm going to put the needle right there and I turn it with my finger and you don't feel nothing. It don't hurt. You don't feel nothing, do you?
It hurts,
though. Okay. Now we have another needle. I want to stick over here. No nerve. You don't feel nothing.
Wait.
There we go.
That hurts.
There we go.
Pretty soon, wait a minute.
You feel really good.
Don't twist it, man. That hurts.
Really good.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Now
That hurts.
Now we have another needle.
Another one.
Now, you heard a yin yang.
Yeah, yeah.
Yin yang?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this needle, we're going to stick in your yin yang.
What?
There we go.
Oh, wait, we'll take it out. Take,
okay, that's the best part.
Oh, take it out. Oh, that hurts. Oh, God, that hurts.
There we go. Now, I want you to watch closely, because when you got needles sticking in like this here, listen, you can play a tune. Ding, bing, ding, ding, ding. Is that how you make a Chinese music?
Take them out. Before I take out the needle, how you want to pay?
What? It costs $150 for first treatment.
I don't have $150.
You don't have $150?
Oh, no, take them out. Oh, please take them out.
Oh, I can't take them out with no money. You see, they go in free, but I cost some money to take out.
Oh, please take them out.
Oh, I know. I have one more needle.
No.
One more. This will help you pay.
No.
This one go underneath your fingernail.
Very effective in Japan. I'll pay. Get my wallet. Get my wallet. It's got a master charge.
Okay.
Oh, God. Take him out.
There we go. Okay. Where's your wallet? Okay, I got a... We take a master charge. Oh, that your family?
Take him out. Cute kid.
No pills, a rubbing jerk. I'm a rubbing doctor. Enjoy my work. one thing. I hate to think about this. I'll never forget this poor old fella walking in my office. Oh, he had the worst case of rheumatism I ever seen. This fella hobbled in one leg in the air. Couldn't get it down, so I grabbed him by the hair. Threw him on the table and I rolled him around. Now he's got both legs up and can't get him down. I'm a rubbing doctor, yeah, man.
Can you cure me, doctor?
Sure can, I'm a rubbing doctor. Oh, joy.
Can you help me, doc?
Come here, boy, don't give no pills. Rubbing jerk, I'm a rubbing doctor. You enjoy my work.
On you, the word is out, better treat me right, cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on whole wheat, alright. My zippers bust, my buckles break, I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down, more chins than Chinatown. But I never use the phone booth, and I never see my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat.
Come on,
really, really fat. You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. You know
really,
it's
really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. Come
really,
on,
really,
you
fat.
Know. Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout, cause I tell me once again who's fat.
Partake in a lake of bacon, so the coroner can state it was clearly a case of arterial suicide. heavy cream, smothering some sausage. Give me that lard, deep fried in bacon drips. I'm gonna invest it all in a tad of bad cholesterol, so the coroner can state it was clearly a case of arterial suicide. Arterial stalagmites, ventricular cement. I like to keep my capillaries crusty. With a pork rind family pack, I can be my very own Dr. Jack and bypass the chance of a nasty angioplasty. I like to keep my capillaries crusty. And with a pork rind family pack, I can be my very own Dr. Jack and bypass the chance of a nasty angioplasty. So take it away, the sickly side of salad. In a way, this bowl of broccoli. Give me my groceries, gasping in a grocer grease, so the coroner can state it was clearly a case of arterial suicide. So the coroner can state it was clearly a case of arterial suicide.
You may have seen it on your TV in your private home. I have even seen it on the scoreboard in the Astrodome. Get you in the elbows, back of the neck. Who knows where the heart breaks? Going next. Flaky skin in my Cadillac, can't even see the drive. Elbows started shrinking, just about flaked away. Even with the tape that I'm taking, looks like the heartbreak's here to stay. Heartbreak! They don't want no more of me.
said my head was the worst dust bowl they had ever seen. I'm gonna join Hare Krishna, become a Buddhist monk, sell flowers in the airports with all the other pimply pops.
Psoriasis, you're breaking my heart. Psoriasis, my elbow's sure smart. Psoriasis, your silvery scale is mine. Underneath there is auspice's sign. Psoriasis, my ugly elbows were brought about by you, I suppose. Psoriasis, from inductive injury, leaning on bar tops constantly, some type of blunt mechanical trauma prepares for a charmer like you. My stratum corneum is under your spell from incompletely maturized cells. Psoriasis, my epidermis is thickening. You're hard to resist. Psoriasis, your large crusty plaques persist. You're one heartbreak I wish I had missed. Psoriasis, I know what I'll do. I'll rub a lot of coal tar on you. Psoriasis, you make capillaries bleed. Lots of salicylic acid I need. Psoriasis, triamcin alone can handle you. Its use they condone. Psoriasis, I'll tackle you topically. You hyperplastic S.O.B. Epidermal poesis is fast. Mitosis must be suppressed. Can I be sure remission will last so my elbows won't be so harassed? Psoriasis, you're recalcitrant and mustard of nitrogen can't eradicate this heartbreak that I've known so long. Oh, psoriasis, you've done me wrong. Oh, Dandruff Dan, your scalp is falling, flaky and dry upon your coat and tie. A greasy crust must on your head be forming, fine powdery scales I never fail to spy. Seborrheic dermatitis in your eyebrows, and now your eyelids too have got their share. The squamation has sure begun around your ears. Oh, Dandruff Dan, please, if you can, do wash your hair. Oh, have you tried some selenium sulfide? Resorcin too is good for your shampoo. Steroid compounds are bound to help those lesions systemically load up on vitamin B. Your axillae are actually crusted too. From their apex down neighboring skin it spreads. You flaky guy, please scrub your alanazi. Oh, dandruff Dan, patches of bran are on your head. Is there a crust inside your umbilicus? And in your groin and down your gluteal crease? You can't deny you've got pruritus ani. Oh, dandruff Dan, you dirty man, it's got to cease.
Varuca vulgaris has me quite embarrassed. My skin is so ugly it crawls. I've got palmar warts, I've got warts of all sorts. Just the thought of my handshake appalls. The digitate ones make phone dialing great fun. My finger won't fit in the holes. Subungually too, I have grown quite a few. In home movies I get monster roles. I walk with a moan, cause my plantars have grown. I get down on my knees when I dance. I have genital warts on my most private parts, but they've yet to enhance my romance. That papilla virus has really attacked. My skin has its DNA load. Varuca vulgaris has me quite embarrassed. I look like a tumorous toad. I've got papillomas all over my soma. They grow on my torso so well. That damn DNA seems to know every way to the nuclei of my skin cells. I hope that I soon will become immune. Already there's tin on my chin. Although they're benign, I'm afraid I will find there's some more under my foreskin. I've tried myself cure, armadillo manure, at the full of the moon mixed with lard. Vaccines also fail, I have tried cures by mail. I used soldering guns and got scarred. The warts on my snoot never will involute. Systemically there is no cure. And radiation never has gotten won. In this war, it's the warts that endure. Liquid nitrogen has worked time and again. Cryotherapy may do the trick. Those caustics and such add a poisonous touch, and I'm sick of proteolytics. So shoot xylocaine, curettage me again, clear up my epithelium. Varuca vulgaris has me quite embarrassed. They're under the nails on both thumbs. It's downright outrageous the way they're contagious. My gluteal region has some.
There have been many spotty people in the history of mankind. Some are born spotty, some achieve spottiness, and some have spottiness thrust upon them. But there is one whom heaven has blessed with far more spots than all the rest. His name by now you will have guessed. It is, of course, Muldoon. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots all over his face. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots all over the place. He's so spotty, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots where others have not. He's so grotty, Spotty Muldoon, oh what a lot of spots he's got. He's unbelievably spotty. A leopard cannot change his spots, and nor can a Muldoon. Of ointments he has tried the lot, drunk medicine by the spoon. But his face remains as ravaged as the craters of the moon. Poor old Spotty Muldoon. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots all over his face. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots all over the place. Of course, the worst thing about it is that he can't get hold of women. Whenever Spotty's out under the moon with a lovely lady, as soon as he tries to get romantic, they always say things like, "Do you know, Mr. Muldoon, you're unbelievably spotty." So Spotty wears a paper bag to cover up his head. He very seldom takes it off, not even in his bed. And sometimes in the evening, round about 11:30 usually, he wishes he was dead. Poor old Spotty Muldoon. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots all over his face. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, he's got spots all over the place. They say that those who suffer in this world will be rewarded in the life to come. So when Spotty leaves this mortal coil and goes up into that great spot beyond the skies, he'll probably find that fashions are different up there, and suddenly he'll be in demand. So when Spotty gets to heaven, as Spotty will one day, he'll find that spots are all the rage along the Milky Way, and a million acneed angels will gather round and say, Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, you've got spots all over your face. Spotty Muldoon, Spotty Muldoon, you've got spots all over the place. Good old Spotty, Spotty Muldoon, how we love your heavenly spots. We're all potty for Spotty Muldoon. Fabbiest, trendiest, loveliest, geariest, swingiest, sexiest, spottiest angel on the dark. And that's Spotty.
You gotta have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in. It covers your nose, and it's wrapped around your toes. And inside it you put lemon meringue, and outside you hang your clothes. Skin is what you feel at home in, and without it furthermore, both your liver and abdomen would keep falling on the floor, and you'd be dressed in your intestine. A Siamese twin needs an extra set of skin. When the doctor knows that you're feeling sick, where does he stick his needle in? In the end of your skin. All your friends and all your kin folks, whether poor or whether rich, they have all got lots of skin, folks. It's convenient when they itch. Nothing can match it when you scratch it. it fits perfectly. Yours fits you and mine fits me. When you're sitting down, it folds and looks grand. And then when you stand, it's where it's been. Ain't you glad you got skin? When you were just a little baby, why your skin fit fine. And it still is gonna fit you when you're 6'9". So whether you're fat, tall, big, small, chubby or thin, ain't you glad you got skin?
That's a really long note. Oh, I'm surprised. Anyway, good evening, friends. Welcome back to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, and tonight we're checking on your health because things are settling down now. You can come out of your house, and we'll check you over and make sure you're running properly, okay? Like a fine-tuned race car that you are, okay? So I want to dedicate this show to all the medical people everywhere who got us through this mess. Certainly the politicians didn't help. I mean, they eventually begrudgingly coughed up the money. But, you know, if they cared, they would have done it a lot sooner. Enough. So tonight we're checking on your health. We started off with Phil Proctor. No idea where it came from, but it was called The Silver Palm. I thought that was a nice way to start. We heard from Cheech and Chong, one of their best routines, I always thought. Cheech and Chong, yes, acupuncture. Dr. Rock was The Wild Bees. Bill Carlisle, Dr. R.D., the Rubbin' Doctor. Fat from Weird Al, of course, one of his earlier type hits. Arterial Suicide, something I see a lot of people doing. Haywood Banks, of course, that is. We got a couple from Haywood tonight. Root Boy Slim after that, The Heartbreak of Psoriasis. Root Boy Slim, believe it or not, was a fraternity mate of George W. Bush at Yale University. And George W. Bush, I understand, personally threw him out. Weird. Psoriasis, Dandruff Dan, and the Wart Waltz were all brought to us by Sam Adams, the singing dermatologist. As you can tell from those songs, I don't get much of a chance to present him in good taste. So tonight, who cares? Peter Cook, Ballad of Spotty Muldoon. Speaking of bad taste, that goes back to 1965. It was a single. I can't tell you how well it sold. Alan Sherman after that, you got to have skin, all right? So those of you who have not brought their skins with them tonight, please go home and get them and then float in when you got it, okay? So we're going to continue now with more diseases, cures, and doctors, I guess, all right? Hang in there.
Feels right. Jim, because it's about that time, you see. You can't put it off for much longer. It may be painful, but it'll help you in the long run. It'll help you eat the foods you love and have a healthy smile. It's true.
I don't want to have my teeth pulled. I don't want to have my teeth pulled.
Do what you gotta do to make it.
But I don't want to have my teeth pulled. It'll hurt, you see. It'll be really bad. And I'll have to be on drugs. I don't want to be on drugs. I don't want my gums toyed with. I don't want to be poked at. I don't want the little sharp thingy to scrape against my teeth. I guess it's time I go to the dentist. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Come on in, Jim. Come on in.
Hello, Jim. My name is Richard. I'll be your dentist for today.
Oh, wow.
Trust me, he'll be over in a second. It's very painless. I swear. Don't worry.
Okay.
Let me just get this out of there, and get this out of here, and get this out of there, and get this out of here.
That's weird.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Oh, the dentist cured me.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
The dentist cured me.
Richard the dentist.
The dentist cured me.
I'm Richard the dentist.
The dentist cured me.
The dentist. My phone number is 555 dentist.
Uncle Shelby?
Yes.
Did you ever have a dose?
A what?
A dose.
Yes, my dear, I must admit that at one time I did.
And did you grow wiser from the experience?
Yes, my dear, I grew wiser in many ways. And the thing I learned most is don't give a dose to the one you love most.
No, don't give a dose to the one you love most. Give her some marmalade, give her some toast. You can give her the willies, or give her the blues. But the dose that you give her will get back to you. I once had a lady as sweet as a song. She was my darling, and she was my dear. But she had a dose, and she passed it along. Now she's gone, but the dose is still here. So
don't give a dose to the one you love most.
Yes, friend, you see, testifying before you now, the shell of a man, no pun intended, a victim of my lascivious desires. Yes, friends, twisted and racked by the perverse excesses of my own degradation. I've now seen a way, and friends, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do the same thing, but I'd also get a shot. If you've got an itching, if you've got a drip, don't sit there wishing for it to go away. Cause, whoa, if there's a finger on the tip of your finger on your lip, run down to the clinic today and say, I won't give a dose. Come on, everybody.
Buddy DeMort's fabulous Lizard Lounge in Las Vegas, here's Mr. Phil Time.
Thank you, buddy. God bless you. Beautiful man.
Hey, it's an A strain floofy and I'm feeling blue. See, I'm so sick that I can't move. D, I got diarrhea. And E, I got no energy. F, I'm not sure if I'll improve. Hey, G, I feel terrible. H, it's unbearable. I'm feeling pains I can't describe. J, I feel like jello. And K, I'm kinda yellow. And L, it's like L to be alive. Little Tony Nooly there, what do you think? Hey, M, N, O, P. Sing along, honey. Too weak to pee all day. Bet you saw that one coming, huh? Q, R, S, T, Texas flu, Russian too. Oh, please take them away. You flu, you're killing me. V, rather happy. D, just kidding. W, X, ray, Z. This is serious. It's no fun to suffer through a day in bed with you. I wish your flu would fly away today. I wish you flu would fly away.
Time for the shot in the arm mass inoculation drive.
Hey, 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 hey. Okay, thank you very much. I'm gonna get my shot right now, make it a double.
Itinerant little virus from the sinus of a Shriner that got picked up off the podium and coughed across the diner, tumbled past the patty melts and pie and kosher dills, and got sucked up by the fan that exhausts above the grill. And that's how, that's exactly how I caught my cold. It wasn't fate or the fact I got to wear my hat, I caught my cold. Met up with some mildew and some malingering acidophilus and the greasy, hazy mayonnaise that descends on the metropolis. It bumped into some bacterium with their cilia all in jerky, and they caught the 315 bus to Albuquerque. And that's how, that's exactly how I caught my cold. It wasn't fate or the fact that my feet got wet, I caught my cold. Shot in the cheek.
He said, if you don't feel better in 14 days, well, this could last 2 weeks.
So get that 12-hour behind-the-counter cold remedy recommended by the folks who bring you methamphetamine.
Well, this could last 2 weeks.
So get that 12-hour behind-the-counter cold remedy recommended by the folks who bring you methamphetamines. From a doorknob to a forehead, to a polytechnic stool, to a bowling ball, remote control and rented power tool, to the dollar in my change when I bought my chicken wings. Well, I touched my nose, that virus chose that moment to unpack its things. That's how, that's exactly how I call my cold. In fact, or the fate, I stayed out too late, I caught my cold. It was a moment I said, man, I forgot to wash my hands, I caught my cold.
What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, the fear of germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly doing stories about all the latest infections. Salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, now they have West Nile fever. And Americans panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs. What a bunch of pussies. You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a fucking chance. You know how many people die from food poisoning in this country every year? 9,000, that's all. It's a minor risk. What do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So if you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not gonna be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you gonna do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna get sick, you're gonna die, and you're gonna deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system.
Sick. Honey, you're sick. Very sick, sick, sick. But I love you. Ill. Extremely ill. Incurably ill. But I love you. Who else but you would put whipped cream on a steak? Who else but you takes me walking on the bottom of the lake?
In my head.
Oh, yes.
So I rolled over on my pillow.
And I threw up all over the bed.
You didn't know you did.
Yeah, that
I was told. I heard that.
I turned around to my wife. And I threw up all over her.
Why you do that? I threw up on the cat. And I threw up on the baby's chair.
All over the chair. Now 5 years I've been traveling.
And I've thrown up everywhere.
I'm gonna tell you now. I've thrown up in California. I've thrown up in Timbuktu.
Now come on over here, baby, and I'll throw up over you.
Throw it up, throw it up. Up, up, bleh. Throw it up, throw it up. Up, up, bleh. Oh, Lord, I'm telling you. I got those sick man blues. I'll tell you a little bit more now.
Well, I've thrown up over Indians. I've thrown up over Jews.
I'm thrown up my blue sweet shoes. Throw it up, 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 yeah. Throw it up, 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 yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, I got those sick man blues.
Better out than in, man.
I was born during the Heart Depression days. Oh, my Lord, in July in South Georgia, somebody, I need some rest. Oh Lord, I'm so depressed. Every boy needs a girl. so depressed. Oh Lord, I'm so depressed.
I just wanna be horizontal for a year or three or maybe more. I just wanna be horizontal from the day I walk through that door. Disconnect the phone in the parlor, throw away the key and go to bed. I just wanna stay horizontal. Need a pillow under my head. I've done a lot of hiking, never to my liking. I've left it all behind. Now all at once I'm lazy, though it may seem crazy. There's only one thing on my mind. I just wanna be horizontal. Sleep until the sea starts running dry. I just wanna stay horizontal and let the world go by. I've done a lot of hiking, never to my liking. I've left it all behind. Now all at once I'm lazy, though it may seem crazy. There's only one thing on my mind. I just wanna be horizontal. Sleep until the sea starts running dry. I just wanna stay horizontal and let the world go by.
Let us all sing the praises of the pancreas. It has never been an organ of distinction, though it functions day by day in a most convenient way. It has never had the glory that the liver gets. Let us all raise our glasses to the pancreas, just secreting alkaline digestive juices into the intestine, just to neutralize the stomach acid that could be remaining on the food. Hey pancreas, you are my favorite organ. Hey pancreas, I can't think of anything that rhymes with organ. Pumping out from the lovely Isles of Langerhans comes the insulin that regulates the sugar in the blood, and that's why so high I rank it, and I'll drop a note to thank it. May you never have a cranky pancreas. Hey pancreas, have a nice day.
Just further to prove that I can write a song about practically anything, this is a song about acid reflux. That's where you burp food, up in your throat there. Kind of a esophagus Yahtzee kind of thing,
Is that a piece of carrot? Is that some corn? Is that a calamari with a little cinnamon spice? Cinnamon spice. Is that a hunk of meatloaf? Is that some cheese? Is that a rigatoni with a little hollandaise? It's a yo-yo chalupa, it's a boomerang fondue. It's a hiccup McNugget, it's all deja vu. Is that a hunk of french fry, some sauerkraut, jalapeno popper with a touch of marmalade? Marmalade. Is that a portabella, a butter bean, a touch of chutney with a Romanoff stroganoff jam? Stroganoff jam. It's a yo-yo chalupa, it's a boomerang fondue. It's a hiccup McNugget, it's all deja food. Gastro. Esophageal reflux is just your stomach saying,
what's up?
From the way you've got me heaving, I'm darn glad to see you leaving, 'cause to lose your love I really didn't mind. But I know you've no idea how it gives me diarrhea when I see the awful mess you left behind. Dirty dishes on the sink, piles on the ceiling. When I look at them, I get a stinking feeling. I bought you a vacuum cleaner, so it makes me all the meaner when I see that pile of dirt upon the floor. And inside the bedroom closet is a 16-ton deposit of that dirty, smelly underwear you wore. So I'm puking my heart out over you. You should see my complexion turning blue. Oh, my heart, it ain't a quiver, but you sure upset my liver, and I'm puking my heart out over you. Since the day you popped the question, I've had acid indigestion, for I found that I was underneath your thumb. 1 week after we were married, I was wishing I was buried when I saw you were a dirty, lousy bum. When I look at you, I feel as if a lizard is inside of me and not on my gizzard. All my love would have been truer, but your breath smelled like a sewer. When you married me, you played a dirty trick. And my heart may not be breaking, but my belly sure is aching, cause the very thought of you still makes me sick. So I'm puking my heart out over you. You should see my complexion turning blue. Oh, my heart ain't all a quiver, but you sure upset my liver, and I'm puking my heart out over you.
scratchy. I wonder if that's my dollar headphones dying on me. I'll have to check that out. All right, we have a final playlist available here for you. There will not be any quizzes. We've done away with quizzes. Your grade is based purely on attendance, okay? So, what did we start with? Richard the Dentist was from Einstein's Creation. That's who they are, Einstein's Creation. Don't Give a Dose to the One You Love the Most, from Uncle Shel Silverstein. Procter & Bergman, there, a little piece of TV, or not TV, I believe. That was the flu song. Could have also been What This Country Needs. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But that was Procter & Bergman's flu song. That I knew. All right, How I Caught My Cold, another visit from Dr. Haywood Banks. Let's see, Uncle George Carlin there, a little bit on Fear of Germs. He goes way beyond that. I figured that was a good place to stop. Terry Corrin and her boyfriends, Sick, Sick, Sick. And then the Sick Man Blues from The Goodies, The Goodies. Abner J., I'm so depressed. Don't you think for 1 minute that depression is not a health issue? Just saying, all right? Original Sloth Band, I Just Want to Be Horizontal. We've all had days like that. The Rock and Roll Nurse from The Compulsive Gamblers. Haywood Banks back with two, Pancreas and Reflux, just to prove that there's nothing he won't write a song about. Let's see, The Funny Boners after that. Puking My Heart Out Over You. I love these little love songs. And then Throw Some Water In, Lee Perry, and some advice on keeping yourself and your car in tip-top shape. Got two more for you on the way out. Some argument about whether they're medical or not, but I think you'll like them, all right? See you next week.
Don't believe you, Lord. jar. So my heart starts pounding when I walk through the door. I don't think it's false, I ain't ever thought before. Cause your love gives me a reason to walk that straight and narrow line.
French touch you, they break out in a sweat.